We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the Golden State Warriors really are the most entertaining basketball team I've seen, and they're at that point in the year where they're starting to get a little bit healthier. Even though Steph Curry's shin made everybody hold their breath, the truth is they got Harrison Barnes back this week. They've got, hopefully, Leandro Barbosa back in their sights soon, and you're going to get a hashtag full squad moment from the Warriors. I guess you're going to need their coach to rejoin the team for that to really happen. To talk about all of it and the trip up to Portland tonight, we're thrilled to bring in Rusty Simmons from the San Francisco Chronicle. My good friend, what's going on? What's cooking?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. The sun decided to come out in Portland today. We got to the Nike company store. It's been a fantastic trip.
Nice. Now, do you get like crazy discounts at the Nike company store?
Well, because I'm such an elite athlete, I get stipends just like the players, and I get to run around and get whatever I want. No, I do get the same discounts the other Nike employees do, but they don't quite give me the same treatment that the Warriors get.
That's pretty cool. I'm guessing that, you know what, though? I bet you they shun Steph Curry. They don't want, he's not wearing any Nike gear. So,
no, yeah, it's an interesting trip now for the guys, because they used to take a team bus there, and it was almost everybody. But now there are, you know, Harrison's an Adidas guy, and Steph's obviously a big Under Armour guy. So there's a bunch of guys who don't make the trip anymore.
All right. What's the name of the brand Clay signed with? Aetna?
Aetna. Yeah. So they've got a bunch of them.
Steph Curry has averaged 32 points per game in his 10 career games against Dame Lillard. Is that because he likes playing an up-and-down, fast-tempo game, and you get that with Portland's backcourt? Or is it because Dame Lillard is an offensive threat and plays defense like James Harden does?
I think it's a little bit of both, and I think it also shows Stephen Curry's competitive streak. When you look at his numbers against Dame Lillard, you look at his numbers against Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, it's obvious that he gets up for the big other point guards in the league, especially in the Western Conference. And these two guys, Steph and Dame, have gone at it. I think Lillard's averaging close to 30 against the Warriors in his last five or six games. So when they get together, they have a little bit of fun and put on a show.
Steph Curry's shin, how worried are you about it?
I think like most people, when you see Stephen Curry limp and hop around and in agony, you wonder, you worry, because he plays through so much. And immediately when you see him limp, you wonder about the ankles, because we all watched him go through that thing in those dark days of trying to come back from that. But when it gets right down to it, he always reminds us that a contusion is a bruise. All he's doing is playing through a bruise. It's not as big a deal as we're making it.
Is he going to be wearing a protective guard? Has he been experimenting with a little padding down there?
Yeah, the shin guard gets. I guess it was a shin pad. It gets bigger every game. Now it's a true shin guard, the thing he's going to wear tonight. It's a pretty neat deal. It's a sleeve that he pulls up over his leg, and it has a soft pad on the front of it that when it feels impact, it becomes harder. And it's what soccer players and some football players wear. So I'm sure that you will very soon see teenage high school basketball players wearing shin guards, but those will be about style, because Steph's wearing it. He needs it right now. Yeah,
well, shin guards are ruining the game, according to Mark Jackson.
That'll be on the next ABC game.
We got Rusty Simmons from the San Francisco Chronicle. Barnes is back, and it's good to see him. I don't even hold anything against him for being a little bit tentative. Once you have a problem with your legs, stepping is something you do a little bit carefully. Will you work yourself back into game shape? He's not attacking the rim. He's not all the way back, but he's back on the court, and that's almost good enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even whatever you want to call this, 80-85% that he's playing at right now, you already see his impact. He helps so much because he's so versatile. And for all the time that he was out, the Warriors have a bunch of versatile guys in Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston, Brandon Rush. It's all these lanky athletes that can guard multiple positions, but nobody can do it quite like Barnes, because Barnes can also defend against big power forwards and even centers, they showed in the playoffs last year. They missed him drastically, and he can do so much scoring for that second unit. A lot of times when he was out, you saw that second unit let down a little bit, and the starters would have to come back in and play.
Yeah.
And they haven't done that at all with Barnes. Even playing 20 minutes or so like he is right now at 80, 85%, his impact is obvious.
And, you know, here's the deal. Everyone wants to be in the starting five, but the only lineup that really matters is the lineup of death when they go small ball. And we all know he's a part of that, which means you're one of the five most important guys on the team. Doesn't it almost make more sense to just keep him coming off the bench? I mean, why not spread the wealth around?
Yeah, I actually thought the Warriors might consider that. You know, Brandon Rush has done fine in 4 or 5 6-minute stretches.
And you can hide him defensively a little too out there too. You know, Brandon Rush, you can hide him with that starting five.
Yeah, and he's perfectly happy standing in the corner and shooting threes and staying out of the way the rest of the time. He's been good in that role. So I actually thought the Warriors might consider doing that. But every impression that I get from him and Luke Walton on the record keeps saying, Harrison is going to be back in the starting lineup. He is a valuable piece to that. But I think you can make a strong argument that he's just as valuable playing power forward for that second unit.
Talking Warriors with Rusty. What's up with Barbosa and this shoulder sprain? More serious than we thought?
No, I think I was surprised to see him. They practiced in L.A. yesterday before they flew out here to Portland, and I was surprised to see him back in practice already. He and James Michael McAdoo, who's got the toe, I thought both of them were going to be out a little bit longer. So to see him at practice surprised me a little bit. Both of them went to shoot around today, but McAdoo is doubtful. I don't think he'll play. And Barbosa's still out. They're not going to rush him back. He's one of their 30-year-old group that they're going to protect a little bit, and they know what he's going to do when he comes back. There's no reason to rush him right now.
What's up with the draft pick? Are we going to see him at all?
If you go to Santa Cruz, he's down there right now because they just went through the showcase. They didn't play him, but he's been practicing with them. And for quite a while, he was traveling with the big group and actually running small forward for the third unit because they don't have one. And I think that's a pretty impressive thing to see in a rookie, that he knows multiple positions already and knew where he was supposed to be and is versatile enough to play that role. I think he'll probably play power forward most of the time when he gets back up with the big squad. But here within a week, probably 4 or 5 days, it sounds like he's going to play for the D-League team and people will get to see him.
Is at any point in time he going to replace what would be the 14th guy on the roster right now? Is it Ian Clark?
I think it could happen. Although Ian's been really good, given the chance on offense, he's been really good. He can knock down a shot, and when people try to run him off the 3-point line, he's got that little floater that he can make now. But this is how good the Warriors roster is that they can really put that into matchups and say, okay, if this is a big team, then we need McAdoo active and Jason Thompson active today. And if it's an up-paced team that goes small, then Ian Clark can be active for that game. And there'll be times where the rookie gets out there too. It sounds like they like him, and that if he's healthy, they think that he can help him a little bit.
You know, we're contractually obliged to ask you a Steve Kerr return question. You getting any sense of his time frame?
Not a time frame. I thought when they had the 17-day homestand and only had 5 games, I thought he really pushed himself. That he was really involved in the game planning and practices, even got into the team at halftime during the Sacramento game. And then he went on that road trip with the team, the back-to-back in Dallas and Houston. And I thought he was really getting close. He handled all that well. But the Warriors are still saying there's no time frame. He did not fly with the team to L.A. He ended up coming down a day or two later and met them, and will be with them in Portland and Sacramento. So he's traveling with the team. I think he continues to show strides, but nobody's putting a timeline on it. And I think that's the safe way to go. Nobody's ever been through this before. I can't think of a coach in any sport that's had a spinal fluid leak and tried to come back from it.
Yeah, it's quite unique. And I actually have I know someone who suffered through the same type of thing, leaky spinal fluid, and it took them about 6 to 8 months to really feel better and normal and not have bouts of vertigo and migraine-level headaches. So the fact that Steve is already this active is probably as good of a sign as you can hope for, and we're just going to have to continue to be patient here. Yep. Rusty Simmons of the San Francisco Chronicle on 95.7 The Game. There's no doubt We got a heavyweight fight coming up between the Spurs and the Warriors. We were talking with JT the Brick earlier last hour, and he said that he's already heard that Greg Popovich is installing Golden State Warrior game plans, looking at film and studying for them as if they're going to be the SAT test of this regular season. Are the Warriors doing the same? Are they already looking and working on the Spurs? And if you're Steve Kerr, why wouldn't you be doing that?
Yeah, I think it's impossible not to look ahead. The Warriors do a really good job. They break the season down into weeks. They look just at those games that they have that week, and they do a really good job of staying in the moment. But they looked ahead when Cleveland was coming to town on Christmas, and I think everybody's been looking ahead to January 25th because that is a huge showdown. It's interesting to hear that Pop is already looking at the Warriors, because part of me thinks that we'll all make a huge hype out of this, and then Pop will just rest everybody. You know, I mean, he's known to do those kind of things.
Right.
But the Warriors are honest about they watch the coaching staff, watch the league pass every night. If they see something that somebody else runs that they like, they implement it into their group. And a lot of times they have the best talent running those plays. So I'm sure they're stealing stuff from Pop right now.
I'm telling you, that would be the ultimate Greg Popovich move, to do tank games, all four regular season games against the Warriors. You don't give them one legit look at you until the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see you in the Western Conference Finals.
By the way, I think you just scared me a little. Thanks a lot, Rusty. Good to talk to you, man. Enjoy Portland.
Sure thing, we'll do it. I appreciate you, Dan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.